This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to the Puck.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Well, it is episode not 200, okay? Let's just start off by saying that this is not episode 200. This is episode 199.5. Why? Well, it's just me. That's right, Coach Dan is away this week and won't be able to join me for our normal What the Puck episode, but I wanted to record something this week because we are so close to the playoffs, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Caps world, and then we will do episode 200 properly next week with Coach Dan in attendance. So, didn't want to leave you hanging, you know, I didn't want to skip a week. It is a busy time in Caps world. We got plenty to talk about. The Caps stayed busy since we talked last. They were able to come away with a couple wins. The Caps just got off an overtime win against the New York Rangers. A little bit of a more of a nail biter than a lot of people would have liked. But you know what? The Caps stuck with it. That the first goal that Holtby let up, definitely one he's going to want back. But the Caps persevered. They played the full game. Lars Eller came away in regulation with, what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes left in time and was able to tie it up to send it to OT. You want that. You know, we talked so many times in the past about how the Caps would just get depressed and things aren't working out the way that we wanted, and then they just stop trying. And we're not seeing that this time around, which actually I think is one of the best things about this season. The Caps have to fight tooth and nail. Here we are. How many games are left? We got 5 games left, and the Caps still have yet to clinch a playoff spot. Now, by the time you hear this, they may have, depending on how that Philadelphia-Colorado game goes. That hasn't happened yet as I'm recording this, but I'm going to assume that Philadelphia beat Colorado, and they have not, the Caps have not clinched a spot yet. So I'm going to just talk as if that's what's happening. But 5 games left, and the Caps have not clinched a playoff spot yet. That is kind of rare nowadays. I mean, the last 2 years, the Caps clinched a spot weeks in advance. I mean, remember 2 years ago? I mean, they were ready to go for the playoffs, it felt like, in February. And they really didn't have to try that hard towards the end. This is good for the Capitals. They have to try. They have to win games. They have to fight for the games tooth and nail, because I feel as if the Caps need to do that because they lose their edge in the playoffs. We saw how they opened up the last postseason up against the Maple Leafs, and it looked as if somebody already told them the Stanley Cup was theirs to begin with and they weren't going to have to fight for it. This is good. They're actually having to play games that mean something, games that you know, points still matter pretty much. It is a tight race in the Metro, and nothing is guaranteed. Now, does it look like the Caps are making the playoffs? Yes, they're already selling playoff tickets. So technically, is there still a chance they can make it, then not make it? Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it is ever so in their favor that they're going to be in the postseason. So I think it's really good that the Caps have to really work for these last couple games. And they're doing well. The last couple weeks, this month, they've lost a few, of course, but they've won a lot. I mean, that's 9 games in the last 10 have been wins. That's fantastic. This is the time you really want to peak. I mean, if you peak too early and then you're kind of coming down, that we've seen that in the past as well. If you're peaking at the right time, perfect. We love to see that. It does worry me, however, that the one loss is against the Philadelphia Flyers, who, if the playoffs were to start today, the Caps would be up against the Philadelphia Flyers in the first round. We talked about it last week, Coach Dan and I, on this show, and the Caps are 3-1-0 in the regular season against the Flyers. So Philadelphia has definitely had the Caps number this time around. It could change by the time playoff time happens. You know, the Florida Panthers are still fighting for points. They still want to get in on this, and they're only 3 points behind New Jersey. So, I mean, still anything could happen. You never know with the playoff race. But as it stands right now, it is Washington and Philadelphia in the first round. That definitely scares me. I would rather see a Philadelphia-Pittsburgh first round, to be honest, because I don't. I'd rather have these two teams kind of duke it out and take each other on. Columbus, who, you know, that Caps could go against Columbus in the first round. I mean, Columbus is very scary. They've definitely surged the last couple weeks, but I feel like the Caps would be a little bit better suited in the first round up against Columbus than Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia just has had their number this year, and I hate to see that, but it's true. I mean, they have had the Caps number. And another thing people are talking about this week is the goalie situation. Braden Holtby and Philip Grubauer have been trading games every once in a while. I believe this was Holtby's first game in a week. Grubauer has been handling a lot of the games, and Grubauer tweaked something in a game earlier this week, and they actually had him sit in the press box, didn't suit up this game, and they had Phoenix Copley come in from Hershey to take his spot and back up Braden. Now, of course you're going to be extremely cautious this close to the playoffs. You want both your goaltenders in tip-top shape. So it may have been a blessing in disguise to have Grubauer kind of tweak this little muscle. Doesn't seem like he's going to miss that much time. Braden Holtby was going to be the starter in this game anyway. It kind of just makes sense to sit Grubauer and let him chill out for a little bit. You have two number one goaltenders on your team. Grubauer can step in. He is a fantastic goaltender. He can be a number one guy, probably will be a number one guy next season for another team, unfortunately. But Braden Holtby, he's also fantastic. He's going through a couple things that he's working on, but he looked solid in net up against the Rangers tonight. He really did. Of course, he's going to want the first goal back. But Braden Holtby, he did his thing. He was very strong. And to be honest, I've been trying to figure out who I would start if the playoffs were to start today. Who would I start in net, given the fact that both would be healthy? Honestly, I would say I would start Grubauer. I don't think you can go wrong either way, but Grubauer has had the hot hand the last couple weeks. He has stepped up as Braden Holtby kind of battles some mental things that he's kind of going through. But Grubauer, he stepped up. He did what he was supposed to do as a backup. He came in. He's done absolutely fantastic in net, and really has shown that he is a special kind of goaltender, making his value go up and up and up and up and up, which is great for him, great for the Caps right now. I would start Grubauer if he was healthy right now for the playoffs. But if things were to go wrong, Braden Holtby can step in, and boom, there you go. Solid goaltender right there. The thing you got to worry about, and it's been a worry this entire season, is the defense. It really doesn't matter who is in net at this point when you have a defense who can be a little lackadaisical. We did see Orpik. He started the whole play, and he got things moving, and Orpik did absolutely fantastic, doing what he was supposed to do. Orlov came up with a great hip check, old school hip check. He loves those hip checks, and I love watching Orpik throw out those hip, those not Orpik, sorry. I love seeing Orlov throw out those hip checks. He knows how to do them, and man, he is fantastic when he does it. So it's always good to see that from Orlov. Orlov, though, besides that hip check, I want to say he had a little bit of a sloppy game. He's got to work on knowing where the puck is. You can see where he gets lost sometimes if it goes underneath him or kind of away from him. He can't track the puck as well. He loses it a little bit. So I would like to see him work on that a little bit more, but it's not, I don't really think it's anything we really have to worry about. It's just kind of me nitpicking a little bit with the defense, but doesn't matter who's in net as long as this defense. And you know what? I'm also going to say we've got the two new guys. We've got we've got the two guys we picked up at the trade deadline. We have Michael Kapne and we have Jakub Jarabek. These two guys came in from at the trade deadline. It's going to take them time to adjust to the system. I think we're seeing them adjust a little bit better. I think that they are kind of stepping up a little bit. Michael Kapne, John Carlson seem to be working well together. You know, we do see a lot of guys kind of trading lines. You know, we have seen Christian Juice kind of break the lineup every now and again, and I think those guys are solid. I think the two new guys, Kapne and Jarabek, they're taking their time to get used to this, but they're coming along. You know, I don't think there's anything to worry about with these guys. I think they're coming along and they're working hard, and they've been really good. This new guy that made his debut tonight, Shane Gersick, he's a solid prospect. The Capitals given him a sweater. They had Alex Chase on, and they had Brett Connolly and Jakub Vrana sit down for this game. And Shane Gersick, he came in and he looked solid. I got to say, I was impressed. Guy has some moves. He spins. He's got a lot of energy. He's fast on the ice. This guy's going to be solid for the Caps in the future. I don't know if he's going to make a real impact in this playoffs or anything like that. But it was nice to see him kind of crack the lineup, get his first NHL game. I mean, think about this. You come up and you practice in the Bell Center in Montreal, in Madison Square Garden, and then you make your debut in Washington of your team's hometown, and it's up against the Rangers. I mean, that's really cool. What a story you can go back and tell your friends that are still, you know, going to algebra class that you got to do instead. I'd be bragging about that like crazy with all my friends. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool on his part. He was solid, man. I can't wait to see more from this kid. He's really absolutely fantastic. He's got the moves. He's got the moves like Jagger. So I'm very excited to see what he brings to the table. And University of North Dakota alum, TJ Oshie, kind of showing the kid the ropes, where to go, how to handle things. And TJ Oshie has had a very rough season. But, man, the last week and a half, 2 weeks, TJ Oshie's back to his old self. I mean, he went how many games without a goal? What was it, like 30 games or something like that? And boom, he's back, baby. TJ Oshie has been solid. And as you, again, push the playoffs, that's what you need. Can't just be Ovechkin in the Ovi spot. We saw that Henrik Lundqvist shut that down tonight. Henrik Lundqvist, back to his old self, being the king of New York, knows where Ovi stands, knows where the Ovi spot is, and was ready for it. In the playoffs, that stuff don't fly. I love Ovi coming from the Ovi spot, but we have seen him get shut down in the playoffs. How many years now? We need some dynamic goal scorers on this team. Yevgeny Kuznetsov can definitely do that. We saw that with his OT winner tonight. So we need Yevgeny to do that. We need TJ Oshie to do well. We need Lars Eller to score goals like he did tonight. This team cannot quit until they hear the buzzer after 60 minutes. And if it's going to overtime, they can't quit then either. They got to keep moving along. That's what's going to be key going forward, going to this final push of the playoffs. Everybody needs to do their part. We need Nick Backstrom, Yevgeny Kuznetsov. We need Lars Eller. We need Jay Beagle to be solid down the middle. We need to win faceoffs. And Tom Wilson. This has been the season of Willie Baby. Honestly, Tom Wilson has done absolutely fantastic this year. I want to say, looking, you know, towards the What the Puckies, he has been the most improved player on this team. Absolutely fantastic year. And he knows he can't just be a bruiser. He's got to be a goal scorer. He's got to do more than what he's doing. And he's shown he can do that. We need that times 10 in the playoffs. So I think that's pretty much it for the show this week. I've covered everything I want to cover. You know, TJ Oshie back to his old self. Tom Wilson being great. Goalie controversy. I don't know. I want to call it a goalie blessing at this point. Two great goaltenders at the top of their game. You know, looking forward, I don't know if they're going to keep Phoenix Copley up here. I mean, they could. They could give him Carolina. Rest both goaltenders, man. Let that happen. If that game doesn't mean anything and they've already clinched, you know, go for it. Do that. Let Phoenix Copley get the red sweater instead of the Hershey Bears chocolate, because they're already eliminated, man, from the AHL playoffs. That sucks for them. Sucks for Hershey. They've made it how many years? God, I don't even know. But I want to say that's it for the show this week. I feel like I have talked to myself just enough so you guys don't think I'm crazy. So if you want to continue the conversation with myself, you can tweet to me at Brando Cash on Twitter. You can follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Also on Twitter at whatthepuckpod as well. I do the show for free. Coach Dan does it for free sometimes. On Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All I ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I'm getting ready for the playoffs. What the puck's talking me through it? And I want you to listen to them as well. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Let's go over the games until we talk again. So on Friday, March 30th, the Capitals are up against Carolina. You can watch that game locally on NBC Sports Washington. Time is at 7 o'clock. And that's going to be one of your last chances to see the Caps in D.C. before the postseason starts. So get on it. They'll be in D.C. then. And then April Fool's Day and Easter Sunday, the Caps are in Pittsburgh up against the Penguins. Could this be a preview of what we see in the playoffs? Interesting. Potentially. I don't know. But this is a great way to see where the Caps really do stand. Do they have a chance to go all the way to the Stanley Cup? This game will really show you, I think. And that game is at 7:30, and that will be on NBC Sports. Of course, it's going to be national. It's Caps Penguins. You hear my cat's bell, by the way? Do you hear that? Cat loves a podcast. I can't tell you how much this cat loves the podcast. It's crazy. But anyway, that is on April Fool's Day, and it's on Easter. Two holidays in one. Man, they let you get a little bit of everything now. So if you do celebrate Easter, happy Easter. And then on Monday, April 2nd, the Capitals fly to St. Louis up against the Blues. That game is at 8 o'clock, and it is on NBC Sports Washington. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Happy Easter if you celebrate Easter out there. Happy Passover if you celebrate Passover. Both are happening this weekend. So everybody, I hope you enjoyed episode 199.5. I feel like I'm a DJ when I say that. You're listening to 199.5, The Edge. I'm sorry, it's late. Anyway, so Coach Dan will be back next week for a proper episode 200. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Marley's going to say it. You hear him? You hear it? Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
What the Puck? What the Puck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.